If you're looking to explore a truly untouristed part of Italy, where you can feel like you're stepping into an earlier century, I'd say the heel and the instep of the boot of Italy are a good bet. To help us explore the rough-cut region that includes Apulia and Basilicata is Southern Italian tour guide Aldo Valerio. We'll take your calls for Aldo in just a bit at 877-333-7425. Aldo, thanks for being here.
Grazie, Rick. Grazie.
I know that you wanted to have an interview about this, and I've never been there. Why should we know about this, the instep of the Italian boot, way down in the south?
Because everyone has been traveling to the north of Italy, has been visiting Roma, Firenze, but there are some regions in Italy, especially in the south, which are still unspoiled, which are still not being discovered by the travelers.
Yeah, but is there anything to discover there?
Oh, we got the region of Apulia. Apulia is where we have an important historical heritage. And we have places like Alberobello. This is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Alberobello.
Alberobello is where you have conical washed houses.
Oh,
going
yes.
Back to the primitive times,
yeah.
That's where the old population
used to live.
They look
like beehives, kind of. Beehive
Bravissimo.
Houses.
Very, yeah. Very tiny. And then it's been declared for the last 10 years a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
And how old are these beehive houses?
Going back to more than 1,000 years ago, definitely.
All right. And when we think of the word Apulia and Basilicata,
si.
We also think of the word Calabria.
Calabria. Calabria is another important region which is located in the southern section of the boot at the border with Sicilia.
So that's another area also.
It's another area.
So Italy has states and these are three states?
Italy has got three states. Basilicata, which is very small, is the second smallest regions we have in Italy. Then we have Calabria and then we have Apulia.
Okay. Now, how is the tempo of life different in the south compared to the north?
I mean, if you come into the south of Italy and you are expecting perfection, it won't be like that. You really have to psychologically prepare yourself before visiting southern Italy.
This is critical, I think.
This is
if you want punctuality,
if
go to Milano.
If you want punctuality, go to Milano, even if, to be honest with you, Rick, even the north is changing a lot. There's not really so much perfection. But then at the end, all this imperfection will make your holiday an experience to cherish all your life.
Because it's interesting. We have time as money and you have to use it very carefully and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's got to be chop, chop, chop. But in the South, I think maybe they're a little looser with their time, but time is appreciated. It's living in the moment.
Yeah, time appreciated because we don't really plan anything in advance. That means we don't know what we're going to do during the day. We don't know what is going to happen the day after. We take life as it comes.
So you're not stressed out if you have
no plans for the afternoon? No, piano, piano. We take life piano, piano.
What does
no
that mean,
stress.
Piano, piano?
Piano, piano means slowly, slowly.
Piano, piano.
We just wake up in the morning, Greek. We just have a quick breakfast, cappuccino, cornetto. We walk in the square. We sit in the square because the world is there. We play cards. Then we fall asleep, covering the eyes with our hair to wearing sunglasses so people do not know that we are actually having a nap. And then at lunchtime, we go back home and the lunch is ready. So that's the beautiful Southern Italy life and mentality.
Whoa. I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're being tempted to go piano, piano. Not so fast.
Bravissimo.
Not so fast. I like that. Piano, piano.
Piano.
And I'm speaking with Aldo Valerio. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. 877-333-7425.
Bravissimo,
Rick. Did I get it right? All right, good. And Bill's on the phone in Livermore, California. Bill, thanks for your call.
Buonasera, Rick.
Ciao, Bill.
Ciao, Aldo.
Ciao.
I wanted to talk about both Matera and Alberobello, because we've stayed in both. We drove from the north down, and I'd always been a little reluctant because, Rick, you always say it gets so much more intense when you go south of Rome. But
that's right.
I found it to be much more laid back, and when Aldo mentioned World Heritage Sites, those are the places I look for now, because we stayed in a hotel that was carved into the rocks in the Sassi of Matera.
Oh.
We could look out our window to a huge rock that had two chapels carved into it, and you look across the canyon to more caves that people have lived in since Paleolithic times, and you know, it's just, you're like in a whole nother time and place.
Wow. Now, this is Matera?
This is Matera. It looked like a nativity scene during the evening with all the lights, all the houses perched into the rock.
Didn't the movie, The Passion?
Mel Gibson, The Passion, yes.
The Passion of the Christ. I first arrived, I thought, this looks like some ancient Middle Eastern place.
Bravo.
And then later I found that was filmed there, and it's just a perfect setting. And then you get to Alberobello, which is just as ancient. Those trulies come from the styles of the ancient tombs in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so you stayed, you actually, we were talking about these beehive houses, they're called trulies.
Yeah, we stayed in one.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly, T-R-U-L-L-I.
The population is still living over there, and everyone nowadays is purchasing a trullo. They really want to invest in the area. So, wonderful area you have discovered.
So, Bill, you found that there was a little hotel that was renting rooms in a trulie, actually.
Yes, there's actually an organization that'll rent you their individual houses, and they're truly, because Trullo is singular, so they're usually made up of two or three of these domes. And of course, originally they were built without mortar.
Yeah.
And I understand it was so that they could take them apart, so when the tax man came, they didn't have to pay taxes.
It happened the same in Matera as well, but nowadays all those houses are now on sale for just a few millions of euros or so. Now everyone is going to go back.
They're very trendy
very
now,
short,
huh?
Very trendy.
So, but that's interesting, Bill. You're talking about that sort of heritage where you have to be afraid of the tax collector and so on. Talking about the heritage of this area, which was always under the thumb of some greedy colonial power. And consequently, you know, I would always expect that it'd be pretty poor. But what did you find as far as just the standard of living and the comfort level of people's lives down there?
That's what I was expecting, that maybe it would be poor. But for example, Matera, we would climb up to the top of the hill where the people live now and, you know, join in the passeggiata. And, you know, the older gentlemen would be in their sport jackets and ties and vests. And
so I wasn't joking, Bill.
it's just marvelous.
You got to do the passeggiata. Describe the passeggiata more, Bill, when you're out with the people.
Well, you just kind of join in Matera. It's up in the upper reaches of the town, the newer part of the town. And people are just wandering. We happened to be there at one point. There was a feast day, so a lot of the churches were full, but people were out in the streets wandering. People were just wonderful.
So we're talking about the south of Italy, Apulia, Basilicata. Those are the states, and Calabria also, but specifically the instep, if you think of Italy as a boot. And the most popular towns, apparently, are Matera, which we know from watching the movie The Passion, because when you look at that movie, you think, whoa, what a setting. It actually exists. This year, right now, you can go there.
Yeah.
And then what Bill is talking about also, Alberobello, and that's where you stay in these beehive houses called Trulli. Bill, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Grazie, ciao. Bill. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Jen's on the phone in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Ciao, ciao, Rick. Ciao, Aldo.
Ciao, Bella.
Grazie, grazie.
Prego.
I'm very interested in traveling to Basilicata, but I'm really more interested in traveling to the towns that all the tourists don't go to. Where would I find a listing of hotels or bed and breakfasts or places to stay in the lesser-known towns and villages of Basilicata?
That's a good question. To be honest with you, Basilicata is very unspoiled. It's one of the few regions all over Italy which life seems like going back to 78 years ago. So it's mainly small villages and towns. Very difficult really to give an idea because there's not really a main town over there popular where everyone is going. You can find information, even the tourist office, the website of the area of Potenza. This is the main town that we have in Basilicata, looking at the website as well. But the majority of the hotels in Basilicata, they're mainly bed and breakfast. Right. Nowadays, as you know, we have this fashion in Italy, especially in southern Italy, of the bed and breakfast.
What is the word for bed and breakfast?
No, we just use...
You
call it camera of...
Agriturismo, which is very popular in contact with nature.
Camere
or bed and breakfast or pensione, which is beautiful.
Okay, so you look for little pensions, little guest houses. You know, my hunch would be, if you wanted to explore, and not like, you know, with Bill, we were talking about the famous places where there are quite a few tourists, but Basilicata, if you had a car, you could really, really adventure. And then I don't think I would burden myself with a list of hotels because you could just drive around and wherever you fancy, you could stop and look for a little place. And if you had the nerve to go there, Jan, without reservations and a list of hotels, That would be the best way. But what do you think, Aldo?
I agree with you. First of all, because it's not very crowded, it's not very popular with travelers. So there's always availability with the hotels, pension, and they like it when you come a last minute. They will open the doors of their house and they will welcome you as a member of the family. So that's
now,
a great choice.
Now, how are the prices, Aldo, from the north to the south?
In the north, they're more expensive, definitely. So it depends on the season as well.
But if you're going around in the south, can you travel cheaper than Florence
and
Rome?
Oh, definitely.
Probably half price.
It depends on the popularity of the region that you are visiting. Basilicata, in this case, it will be quite cheap. I can tell you, a bedroom per night will be 30, 40 euro maximum.
30 or 40 euros for two people.
Definitely.
Fabulous, because I like to travel inexpensively. I usually rent a scooter, which makes it easier to get around to all the places.
Nice.
And parks.
Now, Jan, at 30 euros a night, Jan, you're going to have some money left over for a nice dinner. Aldo, when you're in Basilicata in the south.
Are you treating me, Aldo?
I will treat you, Jan, with pleasure. We take you all around. The food is amazing over there.
What should Jan eat?
Over there we have specialities like pasta. We have it at all times. But I mean, because we are surrounded by mountains, by a very important mountain range over there, we actually use a lot of mushrooms, like in Tuscany, porcini. Mm. So we got this kind of special meat, which is very popular.
Game?
Yeah.
Boar? Wild boar?
So definitely wild boar, like in Tuscany. So I can tell you that
What is the word for wild boar?
Cinghiale.
Cinghiale,
this is the
right
word, cinghiale. I would say maiale, which is a little bit different.
Is there spicy food down there?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of spicy.
I've eaten cinghiale in Liguria.
In Liguria as well, definitely. Lots of spice. We use a lot of spice. We got simple food, but then very, very spicy because we are very close to Calabria. And over there, we got a good production. And the olive oil, Jenny, is just fantastical.
Really? Now, why would the olive oil be fantastic?
You know what? Because in their area, in Basilicata, when they make the first pressing of the olive oil, they use the green and the black olives. So they mix together and then it comes as such a wonderful olive oil with a kind of orange color and it's just amazing.
If you wanted to buy that in Rome, is it possible?
Not in Rome.
No? So you got to go to Basilicata.
You have to go, yes. So this is another reason why you have to go there.
Jan, just talking about this makes me want to get down there.
Want to go so badly right now, and I have to wait till June this year.
Get the first ticket, fly ticket, and then come to see us.
I will definitely come to see you. I'm very willing to do anything like that.
Grazie.
Can I ask you to buy olive oil from not necessarily a shop, but right from the farmer, right from the field? Hmm. Do you think that's possible?
It is possible, especially in that part of southern Italy, because as you can imagine, those people, they're farmers. They have a piece of ground which represents the all-important resource of living nowadays in southern Italy. So those people, they make the wine, they make the olive oil, and what they do during the winter, they sell it.
So you're living off the land. The local people are living off the local land.
You have to,
because it's so important. Without even trying.
Definitely. And then you will have so much opportunities when you go to Basilicata, for sure. Just go into an agriturismo. That's the place.
That's a good idea, Jan, by the way. All over Italy, but especially in the rural districts in the south, you have agriturismos. And an agriturismo is regulated by the government because it's renting out rooms, but it has to be a working farm.
Yeah.
When you see agriturismo, you know it's not just somebody renting a room. It's a working farm that is supplementing its income. Honestly, I'm going to get myself down there and check it out. Jan, thanks for your call. Thanks.
Ciao, Jane. See you in Italy. Ciao, bella. Ciao, bella.
Aldo Valerio from Southern Italy is taking your calls at 877-333-RICK as we explore the far south of Italy right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Steve's on the phone in Gaston, Oregon. Steve, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, do you have a comment about southern Italy, Apulia?
Well, I really enjoyed. I mean, the place is absolutely wonderful, and it's I'm going to say more rustic.
Yeah,
than
rustic.
Much of Italy.
That's a good word.
But,
bravo.
But you also see that in the food. So you can go to some of the restaurants and get some fantastic traditional food, and like Aldo was talking about in Basilicata. We spent most of our time in the Puglia area. We got it didn't cost that much. The meals we had were what do you say, Aldo? Squisito?
Squisitissimo.
Oh.
You know why, Steve? Because in southern Italy, especially in that part of southern Italy, they don't cater for travelers. The prices are for the locals.
Oh, they don't cater for travelers.
Yes,
yeah,
they don't cater for travelers.
Now, Steve was saying exquisite. What is the
squisito,
word for
squisito?
Squisito.
Steve.
And if you want to go extremely exquisito.
Squisitissimo. I like it, actually.
I'll have to remember that.
Squisitissimo. Yeah, remember that, Steve. Squisitissimo.
You know, I've been talking about Italy for 30 years, and I've never stumbled onto this word, and we're not just going squisito, we're going squisitissimo. Now, Steve, when you were down there, did you eat, like, on the seaside, or was it up in a hill town?
We did both. Yes. We stayed in two different places for our 2 weeks. One was in Giovinazzo. And there's not much to the town, but they had a wonderful little seaside restaurant there. And my Italian is limited to not much at all. And we had a restaurant there that served us a 7-course
right on the harbor.
And it was just absolutely fantastic. And then further down the coast at Pugliano a Mare.
I love it.
Pugliano.
I love Pugliano a Mare.
Oh, yeah, there's a wonderful restaurant in a cave there in one of the hotels.
Pugliano a Mare. It's three words. Pugliano a Mare.
It's located on a rock by the sea. It's just amazing.
Oh,
beautiful, beautiful historical section. Absolutely.
Now, Steve, you know, the beautiful thing I would imagine is when you're in the more rustic part of Italy, you can just go to a little family-run restaurant and say, spoil me, bring me everything, and it won't cost that much money like if you did in Florence or Venice or something like this.
No, it doesn't. That is the beauty of the whole thing.
You got a 7-course meal, and you know, you're not going anywhere. You stay there, you think the meal's done, and here comes all, it's like a chemistry lab with all the drinks they'll bring out after that and the sweets and so on. Steve, talk about the wine. Did you get the fancy wine or by the house wine? Or
which one did you like, Steve?
Oh, you know, I have a friend of mine that's a real wine lover. I'm going to say that. And he says, did you try some of the good Primitivos or the Negro Amaros? And I go, huh? And I said, every time we got to the table, I would get some of the table wine. And the table wine that we had, no matter where we were down there, was absolutely fantastic.
Bravissimo, Steve.
I'm on my way. I mean, seriously, I'm just getting caught up in this. This is so much fun. Steve, thanks so much for your inspirational call, and you've added a word to my vocabulary. I'm going to think I'm going to use it in English. Squisitissimo.
Grazie, Steve. Yeah. Ciao, bello. Grazie.
Arrivederci.
Ciao, arrivederci.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been exploring the deep south of Italy, Apulia and Basilicata, with Aldo Valerio. You know, Aldo, when you travel to Italy, a lot of times we have the famous things, the Leaning Tower, the Vatican, Michelangelo's David.
Yeah.
When you go to the south, you don't have these big sites.
We don't have these big sites, but we got the pleasure of life. We got the simplicity, which can make your life absolutely unique. So sometimes I just sit on my terrace looking at the beautiful seaside and sipping a glass of wine and watching the world goes by. This is, in my opinion, the difference between the north and the south.
Piano, piano.
Piano, piano. This is my philosophy of life.
Slow it down.
Sì.
Embrace the moment.
Bravissimo, Rick.
Vino al tavolo.
Tavolo vino sempre.
Table wine forever. Aldo, mille grazie.
Grazie mille, grazie a te, Rick.
I'll
ciao.
See you in
ciao.
Basilicata.
Ci vediamo. Ciao, ciao.
We'll take another Mediterranean adventure next with a visit to North Africa, where Arab, Berber, and European cultures weave themselves into a very pleasing mix. Insider tips for exploring the many sides of Morocco, from medieval Fez to the desert markets of Marrakesh, and your calls at 877-333-7425. That's next on Travel with Rick Steves.